Press button. 00 middle 1 second. Gain. 00 middle 4 seconds. 00 middle 5 seconds. Button.
Sorry. Okay, here we go. We're trying to record this here. And this is Tim Kilgore, and I thought I would just give a few little thoughts about the Mac. I'm running a 13-inch MacBook Pro with an i5 processor, 2.5 dual core, 4 gigs of RAM. So it's kind of the mid-range, but it's really awesome. It's got your FireWire port, your Ethernet. It's got an Ethernet port. Yes, yes, yes. And it has got the lock. On the left-hand side, it's got 2 serial ports, an SD card slot, and a microphone / headphone jack. And on the right side, it's got an optical DVD drive and a lightning, or the Thunderbolt port, that's what it's called. And it's really nice. Matter of fact, I found it a lot easier than Windows to operate for the most part. I haven't found any parts that I'm having a lot of issues on, except just learning the system, learning the different keystrokes and all that kind of stuff. And that's going to take time. So I thought what I would go through would be to demonstrate just a little bit of Chrome, Google Chrome, and using System Access Mobile Network. Now you can use all the features of SAMnet with Chrome on the Mac, and I don't know if you can do it on Windows or not, but you can access System Access SAMnet network with Chrome. And I thought that was just absolutely amazing, because when I got this machine, I didn't think I'd be able to use the SAMnet. So I've got the MacBook Pro here, and I am simply going to go into my dock. And I'm not going to go over the keystrokes that I'm using. Everyone else in the dock has done that. I want to try to be different, because I'm different. So, but I want to go into the dock.
Dock. Text edit 19 of 25.
And then I'm going to go into Google Chrome with a G. I'm just going to hit G.
Google Chrome 20 of 25.
And then enter.
Amadeus Pro. Chrome. Untitled. Window. 3164251518.
Insertion and that gives my login info. And since it's already stored in Chrome, I'll just tab over. And I've got my tab set order set to highlight everything, which is kind of a throwback to Windows, but hey, it works. So there are some similarities. Not much. You're dealing with menus and windows. Menus and actual windows and opening closing of windows and all that kind of stuff. More, I think, more so than you do on the, at least more so than I did in Windows. But there are similarities, but Mac is its own beast. So, excuse me. So I'm going to brave the storm here, and I'm going to hit tab twice.
SA Mobile Network login page has 4 links. PIN, secure edit, forgot your login.
And I'm going to log in. Well, more than that.
For login button.
Now the little beeps you're hearing are the tones. You can set your links to do that. So I can go into preferences and Safari. And that's another easy part. I don't have to mess with control panel. And to get into preferences for any application, it's command comma. So that makes it real easy to work with, at least in my view. So we're going to hit enter. I'm just going to show you.
Yeah.
Now, if anyone's familiar with SAMnet, that's what you get. It's really cool. Now, I use QuickNav all the time. I don't trust trackpad. I could, because I got an iPod Touch, and it's really easy to use. But I'm not going to touch trackpad. I'm just going to use the QuickNav keys, and they're on. I leave them on unless I'm editing. Actually, unless you're editing in a web page, if you're going to type, at least I have found that if I'm going to type into a web page, I need to turn QuickNav off. If I want to type into an HTML area. If I'm going to type just regularly and I don't need my arrows for anything, I just leave QuickNav on. It just makes it easier. That's just how I operate this thing. And I'll probably figure out different or better ways to do this, but this is kind of what goes on here. And so we're going to, I got Pete down here, my guide dog with me. So we're going to just
visit. You have 65 new messages.
I've got, it tells me how many emails, just like you would off the SAMnet browser. The interface looks the same. So I'm just going to, actually set my rotor
words, links, headings,
to links.
Links.
And I'm just going to use my arrows.
Email, news, sports.
And the little click that you hear, Pete, stop that. The little click that you hear is the links. It lets you know you're clicking on a link. So
news, sports, weather.
I'm just gonna go to entertainment.
Entertainment. Visit.
And I'm gonna hit my up and down arrow together, which will activate the link.
Press HTML content. SA Mobile Network Entertainment HTML content.
So I don't have to do anything.
Entertainment page has 15 links, one heading.
All I have to do is just let it and keep it. It stays right here on the HTML area, and it stays interacted. I don't know if Safari does that or not, but I know this does.
Accessible games.
So I'm going to go to
describe
movies.
Video programming. Visit.
Just show you.
Audio. Describe video programming. Visit. Press. SA Mobile Network. Describe video programming. Page has 5 links. One heading.
And if you pay attention, some of the sounds you hear are going to be similar to what you'd hear in iOS.
Heading. Movies. Support Zerotech. Save money.
So I'm just going to go to movies.
Press. Visit. Movies. SA Mobile Network. Movies. Page.
And like I said, I'm just using the arrows. This is really simple navigation. I don't have to pull up a links list. I don't have to anything fancy like that. I can keep my hand pretty much where it is, which is on the 4 arrow keys. And this keyboard is really nice, and the body of these things, it's all aluminum. So it's really beautiful. So I'm just going to go down through here. And I'm going to go to comedy.
Press comedy.
Like I say, from a switcher's perspective, it's easier. May not be to anyone else, but to me, the OS just seems to be a little easier to get my head around. I don't have to worry about a lot of stuff. I can just, if I know my menus, if I know what keystrokes to use, hit control to shut up. It seems to be easier. I'm just started out with it. I just got it last Friday. So I've only had it for a week. And I'm just kind of taking my time and easing into it. I have a copy of Lion the Missing Manual. And I'll probably have to go Mountain Lion the Missing Manual if I can get it off of Bookshare. So I'm kind of reading on that. So here we go. We're going to go down.
What? 13, 17 again. 27, 27 dresses.
Now I'm going to look for the Beverly Hills Cop because I like that show.
Search button.
And actually, let's see.
First button, search button.
Oh, I know what I did. Never mind, I'm not going to do that. Let's see. I'm going to go back to links.
Link not found. Link not found. Go back. Visit it. Zoolander. Zookeeper. Zombieland. Chrome, ready.
Oh, it's being sluggish. Okay.
Zathora, a space event. Your sister's sister. Young Frankenstein. Young adult.
Oof, I don't know why it's being so sluggish, but it is.
You don't mess with the
That's okay.
Yes, ma'am. Year one. Working girl.
So I'm not panicking here. I'm going to go and I'm going to turn that off. What is it? There must be a lot of links here. I didn't pay attention to the number.
Quit Navon. Wonder Boys.
Let me go to the let me go.
Working girl. Search button. First button. Search button.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Search for edit text. Quit nav off.
Beverly.
Beverly. Beverly.
Hills.
Hills. Top. Beverly Hills Hop. Search button.
Boom.
SA Mobile Network.
At the bottom of these pages is they have a search.
2-4 controls. Heading level 1. Search results. There are no resources that match your search.
Well, darn. Doesn't have what I wanted to show you. But.
Close tab. Visit. Entertainment. List 18 items.
Yeah, it's acting real sluggish for some odd reason.
Quit nav on. Search. Last button. First button. Search button. This week's holiday feature is the classic white. Help. My account. Help.
Okay, it's gone real sluggish on me.
This week's holiday feature is the classic white Christmas. Lash link.
Book, there we go.
Newspaper, notes, media library, information, entertainment, visit.
Entertainment.
SA Mobile Network, entertainment, HTML content.
Let's go to my favorite. Let's go, instead of going there.
15 links.
Let's go to.
Entertainment updates, history of rock and roll, podcasts, audiobooks, concerts, speeches, accessible games, visit. Describe video programming.
Describe video programming.
SA Mobile Network, describe video
Let's
programming.
Let's go to.
Television. Go back. Television programs. Press. Visit it. Television. SA Mobile Network. Television programs and documentaries page has 90 links. One heading. Bones. Quick nav off. FaceTime. Quick nav on. Camelot season 1.
Let's go to
The Casebook of Sherlock Holmes. Casebook. Charmed. Dock down. Frick. Game. Hell's Kitchen. Heroes.
That's a good one. That's Chef Ramsay.
House. I Love Lucy. The Kennedys. Lilyham. Maid. The Mentalist. Master Chef. Visit it.
Let's go to Master Chef.
Press. Visit it. SA Mobile Network. Master Chef page has 2 links.
Let's show you how easy it is to operate.
Season 3. Go back. Season 3.
Season 3,
press,
which is where Christine won.
SA Mobile Network. Season 3 page has heading. Over 12 top 8 compete. Over 11 top 9 compete.
So let's just go top 9 compete. I just want to give you a little glimpse of how easy it is. I don't have to do anything.
Press. Over 11 top 9 compete.
Here we go.
Leaving HTML content. Pause slash resume button.
Last time on MasterChef, Becky.
Well done.
Becky took control of the elimination challenge and turned the MasterChef kitchen upside down.
Look at the mess.
With explosive results.
As you can see, it's described. It's awesome.
That is a disaster.
And
see this?
I can airplay it to my Apple TV if I want.
In the end, Mike,
which is really cool, although I don't think the recording will get that.
But in a shocking turn of events,
close tab.
Here we go. So I just hit Command W and just close all the windows. I'm going to go Command Q and quit out of this bad boy.
Amadeus Pro, untitled window button.
And there she goes. Now let me find the stop button. So that's just kind of a really, 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 really simple overlook. Just a real quick glimpse into something that I like to do with the Mac that I've found really easy to do. Let me also show you iTunes. Let me see if I can find all of my cables. Because I just got iTunes 11, and let me tell you, you need to update to iTunes 11. It's a lot easier to operate. But I'm simply going to hook my iPod to it. I got a refurbished iPod 4th gen, 32 gig, which is fine by me. I love it. It's awesome. But let me hook it to it. I want to show you how easy iTunes is, or how seemingly simpler it is to operate. Some of you who have had it longer can chime in, but hang on. Yeah. Okay, let's get this in here. Just a bit helpful. Well, if I can actually get it in the little thingy. Oh, this is special. Special, special. Oh, you know, it would help if I actually plug the right end. I'm going to hook this in the serial port. And I'm going to check my battery status real quick.
Menu bar, Apple. Edit, selection, sound, tracks, effects, analyze, window, help, window, if tracks, selection.
Okay. Oh, I know. I've got an extras menu.
Closing menu button. Menu extras. Wi-Fi, 4-4, system sound volume, battery, 88% remaining. Menu
yeah.
Extra.
So I've got good battery life.
Amadeus,
I really love this
button.
Thing. I don't think I can say enough about it. I didn't want to tackle Windows 8. I had the finances to get this bad boy, so this is my Christmas present. I enjoy the optical drive. I enjoy how easy it is to just get around this thing. And not that I was a sloppy Windows slouch as a Windows user, because I used Windows since Windows 98. So we're going to connect it. There's my iPod. See what this is gonna do. Now I got a CD drive, CD in here spinning up.
iTunes window, Dante Valentine 5, to hell and back table, no question, has keyboard focus.
And so now,
add to button, view menu button, add to 40 songs, 1.7 days, Dante Valentine 5, to hell and back table, no selection, busy, new playlist menu button, iTunes.
So,
play.
Doing something with the iPod.
40 songs, 1.7, view shuffle button.
But this is just,
LCD section.
Close button. Full close. Minimize button. Right arrow, you gotta minimize. Zoom button. Zoom. LCD section. Switch to mini player button. Full screen button. Player. Rewind. Dim button. Play button. Next. 31% volume slider. Airplay button. I got an airplay feature. Search library. Search tech. Music pop-up button. iCloud syncing button. Now these are all pop-ups. Music. Music. iCloud syncing. iCloud. Songs. Radio button. Songs. 1 of 7. Albums. Radio button. These are all buttons. Artists. Radio button. 3 of 7. Genres. Radio button. 4 of 7. Really simple. Playlist. Selected. Radio. Radio button. 6 of 7. Match. Radio button. 7 of 7. iPod. Pop-up button. Now it's got an iPod pop-up. Now if I click this. Press. Timothy Gilmore's iPod. Summary. Selected radio button. One apps. Radio button. 2 of 11. Tom's radio button. iTunes. Yeah, books. Radio button. Photos. Info. Radio. Done. Button. Scroll area. Interact with this. Interact with scroll area. 37 items. iPod Touch. iPod Touch. Timothy Gilmore's iPod button. iOS 6.0.1 button. 32 gigabytes. Image. Battery. Charging. Image. Your iPod software is up to date. iTunes will automatically check for an update again on 12/7/12. Capacity. 28.50 gigabytes. Serial number. CCQ. Check for update button. Restore iPod button. Backups. Automatically backup. Manually backup and restore. iCloud radio button. Manually backup your iPod to this computer or restore a backup stored on this computer. Backup the most important data on your iPod to iCloud. This computer. Selected radio button. Backup now. Dim button. Restore backup. Dim. A full backup of your iPod will be stored on this computer. Encrypt local backup. Flash backup to this computer. Today. I'm just arrowing. 11 p.m. This will also backup account passwords used on this iPod. Change password. Dim button. Options. Open iTunes when this iPod is connected. Sync with this iPod over Wi-Fi. Checkbox. Sync only check songs and videos. Uncheck checkbox. Prefer standard definition videos. Convert higher bitrate songs to 128 kbps bitrate. Dim pop-up button. Manually manage reset warnings button. Configure universal access button. Configure universal access button. So simple. I'm not going to go into that. I just want to just give you a rundown of the window. Am I going to quit? No, not yet. So I'm going to go up to Amadeus.
Amadeus Pro. Amadeus Pro.
I think the stop is probably at the bottom.
Stop. Default button.
Yes, it is. And so this is it. I mean, this is a really good little program. I don't know if it got everything. I'm trying to get Audio Hijack Pro, so if anyone has any ideas as to where I can find the thing, I need to contact the software because I messed up my email address and didn't get the right code. So so anyway, yeah, this is cool. And so hopefully we'll have gotten everything. This is my first recording on a Mac. And my third podcast I've ever posted. So hopefully we'll get this thing up and onto someone's site and we'll be ready to go. Alright, you guys have a great day. If you need to contact me, my info is timkpreacherman@gmail.com. All as it sounds. timkpreacherman@gmail.com. Have a nice evening. Good night.